And Angela Sundee, how much of you is in the mum?
Okay, yeah, I admit it. You know, the house, the decorating, the French farmhouse sink, that's my kitchen. And you take bits of your life and you put it in. And bits of my childhood are in this book about being teased. And
oh, you were teased?
Not badly, but just being aware enough that I had to fit in with everyone else. And
was there a bully like? And horrible boy like that.
No, but I've been a teacher for nearly 20 years, so I've met lots of kids like that. And the bullies are really sweet too. They're not nasty, soulless people. They're just little kids who are doing the wrong thing. So he does get his comeuppance at the end.
And I'm really pleased. I'm pleased about that.
Nobody
gets hurt.
Yeah. No one gets hurt, but he does. He does learn to stop.
Did you have a neighbour like Mrs. Swan?
No, but. If I see Mrs. Swan in my mind, she looks like my nana because she's sort of...
This is the nosy neighbour.
This is the old neighbour,
Who helps bring the exchange student over into her bedroom, into her house.
This is Mrs. Swan. Mm. Don't ask me where the name came from. It just popped into my head and then you just run with it and it sticks and then you can't change it to anything else. But, yeah, she's got roses in her garden and she gives roses to Lily's mum and they happen to be French roses and... She has a few secrets which I can't actually tell
because you've got
anyone,
you've got another
book plot away
coming out. How long is this book? I read it in an hour.
It's 96 pages, so that's 12,000 words.
And is that what the publisher said?
That's the limit. Length? That's the limit for an Aussie chomp. You can't go over 12,000 words. In fact, the original story was 15,000, and I had to cut back by 3,000 words. So that took me a whole week of sitting bottom on seat. Probably 10 hours a day working on it.
How did you pitch this idea?
I pitched the whole book. So I sent the whole manuscript to them with a cover letter and a bio on myself, introducing myself. And it sits on this, because it was unsolicited by them, it sits on their slush pile. And the slush pile can be as high as this desk. So it takes about 6 months for them to get through the slush pile and down to your book. And I waited exactly 6 months before they sent me an email. But there is another funny story attached with that too.
Yes.
While I was at this workshop up in Brisbane and I was watching Narelle Oliver, who's a picture book author and illustrator. And
you're also an illustrator. We should mention that as well.
Yeah, I love illustrating. And so while I was there happily writing away whatever Narelle said, a person arrived late and the person who'd organised the room, she hadn't put enough chairs out. So she lifted a chair over to the centre of the room and she dropped it on my head. And I was knocked out for about 10 seconds.
Wow.
And everything went black and then I came to and it hit my arm as well. And then the rest of the day that I was there, it was a full day workshop. So it was just brilliant. And I missed out because I just couldn't focus. And a compensation to me, which was absolutely beautiful, was to give me a one-on-one consultation with Narelle. And during that consultation, Narelle read Pond Magic and she just loved it. And I didn't realise that it was ready for publication. She says, this reads like a published novel. She said, I didn't realise it wasn't one. So she recommended it that I send it to Penguin and a couple of other publishers too. And I did, and I followed through with that. And she rang them and said, you know, you've got this thing on the story on the slush pile. It's been there 6 months. You really need to read it. And because she's friends with one of the editors there. So.
And then it happened.
Yeah, it would have happened anyway, but I'm hoping that that little bit of serendipity, like I was really meant to be hit on the head.
Yeah, don't try that at home. Yeah, don't out just because you want your book published.
You shouldn't be that desperate, but yeah, that happened. There's been a lot of serendipity with this book. It's been hilarious.
And you're hanging for the sequel, I believe.
That, of course, you originally wrote it and it was longer than the amount was, but 3,000 words longer. Did you sort of have to chop out anywhere
that's
you could? It just seems to me, well, and I don't know if it's because it's as an adult that from a certain point towards the end, it's like a big chunk's missing there that would answer some of those questions, you know, because her friend Maureen is totally in love with Rainier, the French exchange student. you know,
don't explore
anymore,
that
anymore. Sort of
yes.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I don't explore romance too much with this age group. You just hint at it because that's really all that happens. Kids just have a crush on each other and it's never taken any further.
Yeah.
So they're just exploring how they feel.
So you don't know if she's still got a crush on him after?
She'd be on to the next, because he'd go back to France after his exchange visit's finished, and she'd go on to the next new boy that arrives, or maybe not, maybe Lily does. I can't tell you. It's a secret.